USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus booster shots are being administered across the United States. The CDC is saying nearly 1 million have already been put in people's arm just in the last few weeks. Earlier in August, the CDC recommending adults with compromised immune systems receive a booster shot. Afghan refugees fleeing Taliban rule are making their way to the United States after being vetted. Virginia is one of the states assisting in resettling those refugees, and Governor Ralph Northam says he's had a chance to talk to some of them.
To talk to some of these families from Afghanistan, they're just so grateful that they're here in the United States where they're being taken care of, they're safe, their families are safe.
This comes after the last U.S. troops withdrew from Afghanistan yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Labor Day gas prices are expected to be the most expensive in 7 years thanks to Hurricane Ida. The storm knocking out power to Gulf Coast oil refineries and choking off flows through the main pipeline that ship gas to the East Coast. Prices expected to rise to over $3.18 a gallon by the weekend. USA Radio News. Tough days are ahead for Louisiana and Mississippi as the states recover from Hurricane Ida. The main focus in both states is currently search and rescue, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves saying power is being slowly restored around his state.
In our state, we had at our peak yesterday 136,000 homes and businesses that were not able to receive power. That number as of 6 a.m. this morning is down to 59,000. I'm going to tell you, these linemen have been out overnight working to get power restored.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Reaction continuing to come in to the United States' full withdrawal from Afghanistan.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there were between 1 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who wanted to get out. Mary Beth Long, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President George W. Bush, says that the U.S. left its citizens hanging when they went to the airport for evacuation. She tells CNBC that many promises went unfulfilled as the last troops left Afghanistan.
Those U.S. citizens were left hanging this morning, circling the gate, circling the airport, unable to do much of anything. We also haven't even begun to talk about the green card holders. These are American citizens who, some of them, put in their paperwork during COVID, but don't have the official paperwork back. There are probably, by our estimate, 5,000 U.S. citizen green card holders, and special immigration visa holders that did not get out. And this idea that they were given every opportunity or somehow a large number of them voted to stay is just not the case.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Texas will ban most abortions effective September 1st after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied emergency motions to stop a new law. The denial means that all abortions after 6 weeks will be banned in Texas beginning on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.